Washington, a conservative member of parliament, has tapped a longtime friendship to connect with Donald Trump's inner circle as Canada prepares for the president-elect's return to the White House next month amid threats of devastating tariffs. Jamil Giovanni posted a picture on social media Saturday with Vice President-elect J.D. Vance and British Conservative opposition leader Kemi Badenoch in Washington. The Canadian Conservative MP for Durham and American Senator for Ohio have been friends since they both attended Yale, and Giovanni has previously written about their close relationship and speaking at Vance's wedding. It's the first time Giovanni has publicly posted about meeting with his friend since the November election that solidified Vance as Trump's second-in-command for the next administration. The display of cross-border contact comes as Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre tries to navigate a response to Trump's tariff threats against America's closest neighbors ahead of the looming review of the Canada-US-Mexico agreement. A general election must be held by October next year, but it could come sooner if the Liberals lose the confidence of the House. Whoever wins will be in charge of the 2026 review of the Trilateral Pact. Polling has long shown the Conservatives leading against Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's governing Liberals. As leader of the opposition, Poilievre largely avoided any association with or criticism of Trump and the Republicans in the lead-up to the American election. But Trump's threats of 25% tariffs, which economists say would be very damaging to the Canadian economy, have forced Poilievre to respond. Poilievre initially described the threats of duties as unjustified, but later criticized Trudeau for being weak. Trudeau met with other federal party leaders after his unprecedented surprise dinner with Trump at the Republicans' Mar-a-Lago Club in Florida. The Prime Minister asked the other leaders not to negotiate against Canada in public by saying things like the border is broken, while also amplifying the message that Trump's tariffs would harm the American economy too. But, in response, Poilievre said Trudeau had lost control of crucial government files, like the budget and the border, and put Canada in a weak position. Trudeau accused Poilievre of being unhelpful in his criticisms when it comes to dealing with the incoming Trump administration. Trudeau said there's a long-standing tradition that when the country comes under threat in some way, Canadians pull together to defend it. Poilievre responded by saying Trudeau is driving Canadian jobs south with the planned increase of the carbon levy this spring. This report by the Canadian Press was first published December 7, 2024. Kelly Geraldine Malone, The Canadian Press.